Simen Tov Kuf Peyale. Dime Yimei Tachnunim Be'erev Rosh Hashanah. Neagim Lokum Bashmeres Leima Asliches Bitachnunim Merishchedesh El Ve'eleich Ad Yom HaKippur. That was the minig of the Svardim, and that's how the Mechaba passes, that we have to start saying Sliches, and before dawn, but the Ramo says, "Uminag ne Ashkenaz eniki." Our Mereshchedesh deelich masirin litkeya achar atfila shachris. The Minag Ashkenaz is that on Mereshchedesh we start blowing the shofar. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Har Sinai on Mereshchedesh. And shofar was blown, so we have to blow shofar starting from Rish Chedesh Elul Veilich. Rish Chedesh Veilich, Rish Chedesh Veilich, Maschilun Litkei Achar Atfilo Shachris. There is a machlekes between the poskim whether we start blowing the shofar the first day Rish Chedesh or the second day Rish Chedesh. But the minhag by us is the second day Rish Chedesh. So, Litkeach HaTfilo Shachris V'yesh Mikeimeis Sheteikin Gamkin Arvis V'yim Din. We don't have that minute. V'yim Din Bashmeres. But when do we start saying Sliches? Not Rish Chedesh Elul, but the Sunday Yim Aleph Shalifnei Rosh Hashanah. Leim Asliches V'yim Aleph Shalifnei Rosh Hashanah. Vim chol Rish Hashanah Beizu Yimu. If Rosh Hashanah is chal on a Monday or on Tuesday, so then we have to start saying Sliches the Sunday before. Why? Because the Kpeidi is that we should say Sliches 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. So if Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, so then we have in the week of Rosh Hashanah Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Why 4 days? So that two times you mentioned. One time is, that's the main time. Because there was a minig, Chassidim Valshimaise, to fast at 10 days, Kineged Aseres Yimei Tshuva. But you can't fast on Shabbos Tshuva. And then, according to Moshe Geinim, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah either. So Mele, and the Erev Yom Kippur, you can't fast. So Mele, you have 4 days on which you cannot fast. Shabbos Tshuva, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and the Erev Yom Kippur. So in order to be mashlim 4 days, to have 10 days of tainis, some mele we say starts Sliches if Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, we start Sliches on Sunday, and the minhag was to fast every day of the Sliches. So be mashlim 4 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so in total it will be 10 days of times. That's one time. The other time is because Korban requires an inspection, Biko, 4 days before they are Korban. That's the Aloha by Korban. Now, the Torah, in respect to all the Yom Tevim, uses the Russian V'krafte. In respect to Rosh Hashanah, the Torah employs the Russian Basis. So there is a Medrash that says, Kiven Shasisem Atzmechem Kikor. So on Rosh Hashanah, a Jew is expected to make himself into a korb. Now what does korb mean? Korb does not mean, you know, in English the word is sacrifice, but that's not a real translation of korb. Korb means coming close, korev, coming close to whom? Coming closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So in other words, of course, when you bring a korban, what's the as the Ramban and Chumash says, what's the purpose of korbanos? to bring the person closer to Hashem, to purify his heart, to purify his mind. So Kov means coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since by Rosh Hashanah the Torah employs the Lashon Vaasisim, she atrachem ki Kov, so we have to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Melech requires Biko, inspection. What does inspection mean? Searching the heart. In other words, Biko by Kov, a Kov Behemah, so means to inspect that there is no mum, but a Kov of a person coming closer to God, he has to inspect that there is no inner mum in his heart, in his mind. He has to eliminate all the taives and the machshoves hakeizves. So Mele, that's Biko, searching the heart. So Mele, we start saying sliches as a medium whereby to search our heart and to purify our heart. So it has to be 4 days before Hashem. There's the second time. Alright. So Vimchol Rish Hashono Beizu Yimul Amon the Tuesday Masrile Miyim Shavua Shalefona Vioveil Osu Olotis Mi Beise Ki Likonis Libisa Knesses Lishmei Asliches Milvad Be'erav Rish Hashono Shemar Bim Sliches. A novel is not allowed to go out of his bayis in order to daven sliches. But erev Rosh Hashanah shemarbim b'sliches yochel lo'ovil likonis l'bisakonis. V'yidag b'kol arzer achash li'ach tzibur ha'yeser ogun v'ha'yeser godul b'teiro u'maisim. In other words, the shliach tzibur for the sliches has to be, if possible, somebody who is rogun, pitero, maizmitevim, she'ef shalimse, she ispalel slichas v'yom neroi, v'shehei ben shleishim shona. Why shleishim? Because the Levi was all aveide when he was shleishim shona. Gam shehei nosu. Why nosu? Because king godel, and in kifat aloch is, he couldn't do the Aveide if he was not married. So Mele and the Shliach Tzibo in a certain sense is like the Shliach of the Tzibo, just as the King Godu was the Shliach Tzibo of the Klal Yisroel. So the Shliach Tzibo is the Shliach of the small Tzibo in the particular place where he davens. So he's in the Tchina of the King Godu. So Mele, if possible, to find someone who is nosu, so then we should find. Of course, if it's a question of godu b'teiro ma'isim teivim and not in nosu, and somebody is nosu is not a godu b'teiro ma'isim teivim, so of course, the one who is a godu b'teiro ma'isim teivim has dime over the one who is not a godu b'teiro ma'isim teivim. Miu kol yisra, but that's only a hido, if possible. But call Yisrael chairman, Rakshi Yeh Merutzaliko. One thing, he has to be Merutzaliko. Avol in his power, Bachazoko, in any Nachobome. But Tzadin, that if a person davens for the Omet, against the will of the Tzibo, so you're not allowed to answer Omet, because he has to be Shliach HaTzibo. And if the Tzibo doesn't want him, what kind of a Shliach HaTzibo is? If he's not a Shliach HaTzibo, so maybe you're not even allowed to answer on it. V'chein tzorich sheyeitzi kol odom b'tfilose v'im yeh leiseine yom mechavein shaloi leitzie. If somebody in the Shliach HaTzibo is a seine to certain members of the Tzibo and is mechavein not remating, so he cannot be eitzi. Gam Eyavim, so the Chiddush is not only the one whom is mechavim not to be meitzi, so Gam Eyavav and Yeitzim mitfilose. So why Eyavav not? But Bishleim at those whom he dislikes. Okay? So yet Kavone not to be meitzi. And there's Aloche, in order to be meitzi, so the Shemeya has to have Kavone to be meitzi, and the Mashmiya has to have kavone to be made. But they are being mummies, mechavdimi. So that's another halacha, because in here we're not talking about the general din of being meitzi with the bracha, let's say, of shakal nevidvor. So suppose somebody will be meitzi with the bracha of shakal nevidvor. Many people in the house, there's many guests, and among the guests there's someone is mechavim not to be meitzi, and there are people whom is mechavim to be meitzi. So then the people whom is mechavim to be meitzi will certainly be eitzi. But here it's a question of being meitzi with tefillah b'kirom. So that's a special aloha. It's not the general aloha of Shemiya Keine. Yaldi tzibo. So he has to be a shliach tzibo. If there is someone, if there is someone in the tzibo whom is having not to be meitzi, he is not a shliach tzibo. If he's not a shliach tzibo, so mele he cannot even meitzi. It's a chiddush, but that's the aloha. Gam ea bevin yeitzi mitfilosi. ויש מקיימס נהגים שם מספלל סליחס מספלל קולגים. Now, I heard the story, of course I wasn't born yet. My father Zachin Lebroche was Rav Mechaslavich years ago, so there was a certain Balkriya, the city Balkriya, the Stot Balkriya, as he was called. And he had a hostility towards another person in the city. You know, Chaslavich was a small town, it had only one shul, so there was a certain person in the shul towards whom he was very hostile. So many times the scene was so intense that many times before he started to read, he said, I am happy to be meet everyone, except, I don't want to mention a name, I mean, but we'll use a fictitious name, Shmuel ben Reuven. He might hate, that's what he said. And he might have not been it. So then, the man came over to my father, the Chaim Lebroche, and said, what should we do? Is Yetzel to be Sakhira or not? So my father passed him, never mind what he says, but his Yetzel, this deen that is mentioned, Shulchan Aruch, Ligabi Tefillah, does not apply to Kriyas HaTorah. Because by Kriyas HaTorah, it's not even based upon the aloha of Shemiya Keine. Of course, it's not so poshet, but my father mentioned Rayas from Rishenim in Megillah. The aloha is, it's not that every member of the tzibur has to read the Torah. And when somebody reads, so the Baal Kriya is made, see the other members of the tzibur of Shemiya Keine. If this is so, so that every member of the tzibur should be able to make a bracha on the Torah. Should be able to make a bracha. Well, I mean, you don't find such a thing that the whole tzibur should get one aliyah and say. So it will be a bracha on the Torah. Suppose, as a matter of fact, there is a deen that we can't even call up to. We can't even call up to in certain places, and in Chastor, and in Lohokel, and this is not the proper thing, but as in Chastor, so there are many places that we can't explain. But like this, you can't even call up to people. So only one person has to be Baruch HaLator, and the others not, because the Chiyuv is, we don't have to resort to Shemiya Keine. Because the chiyuv is just to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. And of course, the one who makes the broche, he has to read the Torah. So in other words, if let's say he'll get an aliyah and the Baal Kriya will say, I have not been made, so the one who gets the aliyah will not be able, you know, to say the broche unless he reads the Torah himself, which is the proper thing anyway. So Mele, my father passed me that this din that is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, Ligabei Tefillah, does not apply to Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, one is Yetze, even if the Baal Kriya will be Mechave not to Yetze.
We left off yesterday, Simen Tov Kuf Bey Aleph, Siv Beis. Niagim li sanis erev reish hashana. The Amidagdikim, so, in other words, erev reish hashana, it was a more popular tonis than all the days of Slichas, because only the Midagdikim, special people, they used to fast every day of the Slichas. But the rest, those who are not so special, they only fasted Erev Rosh Hashanah. But Erev Rosh Hashanah, many fasted, even those who are not so special. I mean, that was in those days. Today, even the special Jews don't fast even on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and there is a reason, because people today are not so strong to be able, you know, to fast too many Tanis. V'amdagdikim no'agu shekol echod misane asor yomi. In other words, to have 10 days corresponding with Aseres Yimei Tshuva, but we have 4 days that you cannot fast. 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos Tshuva, and Erev Yom Kippur. So in other words, so we have 10 days, so 4 days of Sliches, 4 days of Sliches, in other words, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, if Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, and if Rosh Hashanah is on Monday and Tuesday, so then we start Sliches. So you start Sliches the Sunday before, so in such a case, they don't have to fast, even those who are naik to fast, but they're only naik to fast to have 10 Tanaisim, so they only have to be mashlim 4 days to the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, but they don't have to fast. They don't have to fast, the 6 days in the week before. So they only have to be mashlim Sunday and the 3 more days of the days of Slichas. V'chein nochen lasis, v'cholil ataniyeis ein tzorech lashlim, v'in keirim bohem v'echal, afilo erev Rosh Hashanah, v'im chol bris mile b'erev Rosh Hashanah, Yechelim le'achel. What do you mean Yechelim le'achel? Not only the Sandek, the male, and the Aviyah ben. Then it's Yontef Shalei, so even in a tiny that is Nitche, after Minche, he can break the fast. But here, so anybody who is invited to the bris does not have to fast. V'rabim le'agim le'achel b'erev Rosh Hashanah kedem alis ha'shachar. משום חוקס העמים שיוני אגים ליסניס בערב חגיהם ויחילים לאחל בלו יתנוי אחר שכי נוהגו. So it's considered as if they stipulated that when they wake up early so they can eat. Vidaloch is nitones, once you go to sleep and then you wake up, you're not allowed to eat. But unless you stipulate it, so then you can eat until Amad HaShachar. But here you don't have to stipulate because there's the minik. So it's considered as if you stipulated already. In Eiflin al Pneim b'Erev Rosh Hashanah b'Tfilah. Because Erev Rosh Hashanah, there is a Medrash, is a Yontef. In other words, because we are all confident that there will be Yetzei Zakoim in the Din. Some mele, there is no nifilas apayim. Afal pi sheniflim al pneim bashmeres bisliches. So usually it is said before Amud HaShachar. So it's not the day of Erev Yom Tov yet. But since usually you say the sliches before Amud HaShachar, even if you are late, you still say Tachna, ve'in teikim b'erev Rosh Hashanah. In order there should be a hefsek between the tkiyas of minek and the tkiyas of mitzvah. Michapsin u'mistapchim b'erev Rosh Hashanah, because it's a yontef. Ve'yeish amim, because Rosh Hashanah is a yontef, so we have to be mechabis u'mistap b'erev Rosh Hashanah. V'yeish ne'agin litvil b'erev Rosh Hashanah mishum kari. V'yeish mikemes ne'agin leilich ala kvoreis ul har b'shom b'tchineis v'neis nim tzdok ol anim. Now that's based upon the Gemara in Tainis. So when Bezdin was Geza Lakshomim Alatzores, so then the Gemara in Tainis mentions they used to go out to the Bisakvoris. Why? So two mandomas. One mandoma says Kiyis Palel, and the other mandoma says in order to see what happens to men, in order to instill humiliation, not depression, has we shown, but humiliation in our hearts. The Rambam paskens like the mandoma. What's nafkamina? Nafkamina is to visit a cemetery of goyim. If the tami is because of mispal, naturally, it's only a cemetery of Jews. But if the tami is in order to instill humiliation to see what happens to men, so you can even visit a cemetery of goyim. The Rambam paskens like the mandoma that the tami is in order to instill humiliation, achnoi. But even the mandoma who says that the tami is to mispal, it doesn't mean chas v'sholem that we are mispalel to the others. Chas v'sholem, we're not allowed to mispal to anybody, only to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It means we are mispalel to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and we want to arouse real tshuva in our hearts by recapitulating this mental and spiritual image of our others. So then our tefillah will be more effective. Say that tefillahs aseres yimei tshuva v'roish hashana. B'yud yimei tshuva yimei ha-melech ha-kodesh v'ha-melech ha-mishpot. V'im to oy shehu misupek im hu b'ha-melech ha-kodesh chezel reish. Because the aloch is the first three brachas and the last three brachas. First three brachas, the Tshvach, the last three brachas, that's Idoye. The middle 12 or 13, together with Malshinim, that's Vakoshes Sochov. So the first three brachas of Tshvach, the last three brachas of Idoye, are considered like one bracha. Now, the din is, if somebody makes a mistake in the bracha, he has to go back to the beginning of the bracha. But if he made a mistake in the first three brachas, even though in the bracha of Kedusha, which is the less bracha of the three brachas, so he has to go back to the beginning, and it's all considered like one bracha, so he has to go back to Ovis. Now the Mechaber paskens in Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, and here, that there is no difference between a mistake in Amelech HaKodesh or in Amelech HaMishpot. And if he made a mistake in Amelech HaMishpot, he said the way he says all year, Melech HaYivzdokol Mishpot, he has to be Chezer. But the Ramo in Simen Kuf Yud Zayin says that if the Derech all year is to say Melech HaYivzdokol Mishpot, so all year he also mentions Melech. So Mele in Aseres Yimei Tshuva, if he said Melech HaYivzdokol Mishpot, he doesn't have to be Chezer. He doesn't have a Chezer. So that's why the Ramo says Ein Lil. Alright. Oy, Chezer, Vyuma Melech HaMishpot, Im Niska Kedim Shokar Aglov, Chezer Lebirkas Hashivo, Ve'im Yamishom Ve'ilech Laseida, Vyum Niska Chor Aglov, Chezer Lereish. So he says, Ein Lil, Seif Simen Kuf Yitzayin, and the Ein Lil Simen Kuf Yitches, there are more paskens that if the derech is to say all year, Melech Yivzdokol Mishpot, so in Aseres Yimei Tshuva, if he said Melech Yivzdokol Mishpot, so he doesn't have to be Chezer either, because he mentioned Melech. Now, the Mishneh Berurah mentions what the Hayodom mentions, the name of Rabbi Lepaseva. Rabbi Lepaseva paskened that if Rosh Hashanah night a person, instead of saying HaMelech HaKodesh, he said Okil HaKodesh, he doesn't have to be Chezer, he doesn't have to daven over again. Why? The same aloch as by Rosh Chodesh. The aloch, the Gemara says, by Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yom Ha'Erev, Yalev Yoveh, you don't have to Bechezer. Why? Because the Mikachim is a Chedesh Balayla. Even though now it's already Nikva, Al Pecheshbim, so it's not based upon a future Kiddush that will take place and have retroactive effect. But now we have to do the same way as the din was at the time of the Riyah. At the time of the Riyah, so in the night of Rish Chedesh, so people didn't even know whether it will be Rish Chedesh or not, because that had to be determined in that day, whether the Edim will come to Besdin to Bizabad and say that they saw the new moon on that day or not. So Memele, in those days, the aloha was that if you forget Yalevi Ove in the night of Rish Chedesh, since it wasn't yet determined Bisman Ariyeh as to whether it's Rish Chedesh, you don't have to daven over again. So even now, this is, well, Cheshbon is the same thing. And not only that, suppose we have 2 days Rish Chedesh, so it's also the same halacha. In other words, if he forgets Yalevi Ove in the Ma'ariv of the second day Rish Chedesh, then it's not shayach to say it's not determined yet, it's 2 days Rish Chedesh, but it doesn't make any difference. It's loy pluk. Some mele, Rabbi LePasava said, Rosh Hashanah the same thing. If in the night of Rosh Hashanah he says Okila Kodesh, so he does not have to daven over again the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, because Emikachim Sachedish Alaylo, and the Kedushas Hayim of Yom Tev and Rish Chedesh of Rosh Hashanah is both is tolu in the Kiddush Achedesh, which Bisman Uriye would take place in the day, was not determined. And the Chayodom agrees with that psak. However, the Mishneh Brura, and curiously, Reb Shlomo Lakeyan says the same thing. You know, Reb Shlomo Lakeyan, with the Dayan of Vilna, where you have his Hagoyes and the Shas, Chishik Shlomo and Shas. So, I mean, he was the father-in-law of Rameya Karelitz, the older brother of the Chaznish. So, and the Mishneh Brura doesn't mention it in the name of Reb Shlomo Lakeyan, because that was before Reb Shlomo Lakeyan's Hagoyes came out. But they say the same thing. They say we can't apply the halacha of Emikachim as Achidish Balaylo, because Monefshech, if it's not Rish Chedesh, in other words, Emikachim as Achidish Balaylo, so it's not, Bizman Oriyeh, it wasn't determined yet. If it wasn't determined yet, so then he had to say Okil HaKodesh, but he had to daven Yepoch HaDik Eshmnesche of Chayil. Why does he daven Yom Tov Eshmnesche? So it's neither here, it's neither nor there. I mean, some mele, he has to daven over again. Unless he will say Okil HaKodesh and he will daven Yepoch HaDik Eshmnesche, in other words, it will be a double choice. Then he won't have to daven the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah over again. Rav Shlomo Lakeyan and the Mishneh Brura and Shaar HaTzion say the same thing. But I heard from my father Zecheinu Levracha that without recourse to that, we cannot apply the halacha of Mikachim as Achidish Balaylo. And even according to the Mishneh Brura, suppose he'll say Okil HaKodesh, he'll say, well, I mean, that is some monefshech, it's not relevant, because if he davens the Brocha de Geshmneshe, so some mele is yeitze, right? But we can't apply the lomdes of Emikachim Zachir Balaylo anyway. Emikachim Zachir Balaylo, what does it mean? Since Bizman Oriye it wasn't determined, so you don't have to be chesda. So that's only shayach. Even a case where you know, like today, or the second night, Rish Chedesh, when Rish Chedesh is 2 days, so that is only shayach ligabe Rish Chedesh. Yalbiyovi is haskore. It's not part and parcel of the tefes habroche. It's haskore. The bracha is the same. Masha'in kin here, kill HaKodesh and HaMelech HaKodesh. So it's a different tefes HaBrocha. So Mimele, if he says kill HaKodesh, in Aser Hashem Yitshuveh, it's like saying a new bracha. Not the bracha of Gdushe. It's not shayach to say, if you said the wrong bracha, that because the Mikachim is a Chiddush Balailo, after all, it's no suffix to us. We know that it's Rosh Hashanah. And we know it's Rosh Chodesh too. But by Rosh Chodesh, there is no Shinun that is a Broche. It's the same Broche of Ritzei, but he lacks the Askore of Yalaviyavi. So, that was the Takonis Chachomim. Since Bizman Oviye, it wasn't determined, some Mele, he doesn't have to dumb over again. But here he says the wrong Broche. So it means he didn't say the bracha of Gdush, it's the wrong bracha. So we cannot say because Bizman was here, so it wasn't determined, so he doesn't have to come over again. How can it be? Im Omar Okil HaKodesh, V'tirch Kedei Dibo, Nizka V'Omar HaMelech HaKodesh, In Tzorich Larzer, V'chein Adin B'HaMelech HaMishpot, B'Shabes B'Ntayim, Shabes Tshuve, Arvis Yema Bebirkas Min Sheva HaMelech HaKodesh, because that's a brocha achas Min Sheva. Ve'o adinim chol reshachon v'shabes, like this year, v'cheisim b'shal Shabes levad, v'chein kishachol yimakipur b'shabes. Yishne yagim li'ispaleil b'reshachon v'yimakipurim b'kriye, u'tzrich meim liskei b'seif ha'brochas, because in the seif ha'brochas he cannot make more kriyas than what the Chachomim are misaki. Im leyom azochreinu mikomeicho im arziran, he said, because that's not even mentioned in the Gemara. That's from the Geni. Afil lo karaglof adayin rak shisim isi broche. Im leyom poad im leyom auchseivu biseif anamidin oche. Im abitfil vatitan lo nesim azikorn haze veini masker ishchedish. And even though every Rosh Hashanah is also ishchedish, but he doesn't have to mention Rish Chedesh. He doesn't have to mention Rish Hashim Rish Chedesh Hazeh. Shim Hazikoren Hazeh. So, according to one Pshat in Teisves, so that is Tikuba Sheifer Ba'Kesel Yem Chageinu. So what's Kese? It's Mechuse. So one Pshat Mechuse is that the Rish Chedesh, the Gdushas Rish Chedesh that in years in every Rosh Hashanah is hidden because it is covered up and obscured by the greater Gdusha of Rosh Hashanah, because what is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is Yim HaZikoren. So there's the Gdushas Hayim of Yim HaZikoren. And Rish Chedesh is also a little bit of a Yim HaZikoren. Of Yim Simchaschem, of Maya Adichem, of Roshi Hachechem, Rosh Hashem is also a little bit of Yim HaZikoren, but it's only a little bit Yim HaZikoren. Rosh Hashanah, that's a Yim HaZikoren in colossal sense. So Mimele, it's not Chayach to be maskir Rish Chedesh because it is obscured by the big Yim HaZikoren that is inherent in Rosh Hashanah. Im chol b'cheil imer yim tro mikakeh, im chol b'shabes imer zichrin tro, because there is no sheva. In imer ma'adnum l'simcho chagmo zmanim l'isose. There is yishitis agenim, yes, because there is a mitzvah of simcha according to these genim. But we pasken that we don't say mi'adnum l'simcho on Rosh Hashanah. וכן נעימי ועשיינו ותפילה סמוסף ונעימי ונכין לאלס אל רואי לפניכו, because there is no מצווה of ריאה on Rosh Hashanah, אלא ונו יכין לסר וסיינו לפניכו וחיס ממודבור חיים וזיקיים לעד אף על פי שכל ימי ששונו מספלם בלחש וששונו עם הכיפורים נהיה גמלימה בקלרום ולהטיס לחשינו כיו משמצויים ביוד המחזיר. So we don't have to be afraid lest the other people of the Tzibur will become confused, because they have marzirim, they don't daven by heart. V'niyagim shkolecho de'imel chavir lishonotei v'tikosif. The Mogavrom says lishonotei v'tikosif v'sechosim, and the Goyen says we shouldn't say tichosim, but just lishonotei v'tikosif. to Simen Tov Kuf Pei Gimel. Dvorim Sheneagim Leachel Leil Rosh Hashanah. Now this is a Gemara in Krisus Davov, in Yehiyas Dafid Veis, Omar Abaye, Simone Milse, Hilkach, Leichol Inche, Berishaite, Rubie, Karte Silke Tamre Kare. Simone Milse means that if you make a simen, so it makes an impression upon your mind. It doesn't mean that the simen itself has intrinsic significance, but if you make a simen, so it impresses your mind, and then it has significance. So because of that, Simone Mill says, so we do many things Rosh Hashanah night. We take a piece of apple and we dip it in honey and we say Yerotzin Shetechadish Shalom Shonotevom Sukkot. It doesn't mean that the dipping of the piece of apple in the honey in itself will bring about a Shonotevom, but if we do it, it makes an impression upon our minds, and then it will put us on the right channel towards the Shana Teva Mesukah. When you want to have a Shana Teva Mesukah, we have to behave properly. So in other words, by doing certain things and couple them with the saying that they should have a Shana Teva Mesukah, so that puts it on a certain route. So Abaye says that is the proper thing, it's not obligatory, is the proper thing to eat certain foods that in the Aramaic language, by means of a play on the words, it meant something. So, but of course, as the Mishnah Berurah mentioned, the name of Poskim, today it will not work because today we don't speak Aramaic, and there is not shayach to say play on words under Aramaic words, but we should eat certain foods that in the language spoken by us will have a certain significance by means of a play on words. But what Gemara says in Krisus Davov and here is Afid Veis, a person should eat Rubie, the Heine Tilton, in English I think it's called fenugreek, but in Aramaic it's called Rubie. So, Uchsheyechal Rubie Yemar Yerotzin Sheyir Beshriyusein. That's only a play on words, but it makes an impression. Then, Karte, I don't know how it's called in English. Silke is beets, Tamre is dates, Kare is pumpkin. Uchsheyechal Rubie Yemar Yerotzin Sheyir Beshriyuseinu. Karte Yichrisusineinu, Silke yistalkoiveinu, Tamre yitamusineinu, Kare, that's a pumpkin, but in Aramaic it's called Kare, Yikhagzadineinu, Vyikho lefonechos chriyaseinu. So, in other words, by means of a play on words, it has two meanings. First, Kare, so it has the same sound as Yikha il teil algzadin, and it has the same phonetic sound as Yikho, it will be read b'fonechos chriyaseinu. Now, so Mishnah Berurah points out v'vadin ma shenikho b'lshenes achirim. So loshen rabbi yeichol kol medine umdine klesheinu. Now, in this country where the spoken language is English, I know only of one foot called ugly. So that, if you want to be mikayim, that's Simone Milse, so you can eat ugly fruit and sometimes it's used for Shachayonu to the ogli. It's called ogli. It doesn't have such a nice name, but it's quite a delicious food, ogli. So you'll be mikayim. First of all, you can use it for Shachayonu, and then you can be mikayim the Simone Milse. You take a piece of ogli and you eat it, and you rotze in the Tarafat, and all the Sinai Yisrael should have an ogli life. V'yesh neyagin leachil tapuach mosik bidvash ve'imrin tischadeish oleinu shono misuko v'chay neyagin v'yesh eichlim remaining again on the basis of Simone Mills, not that the eating of a remain, so pomegranate, so that in itself is conducive to good things, but it makes an impression. Now the Goyen, it's mentioned because Chazal, I mean the Psukim, I mean it's not Chazal, it's the Psukim. Tiferach Rimein Rakosich. So in other words, that even Peshe Yisrael Mlei Mitzvahs Kerimein. So the Goyen try to understand it. Why Rimein? Why there are so many foods in the world? Why was Rimen chosen? So the Goyen got Rimen. He couldn't get a Rimen from Eretz Yisrael in those days. So he got a Rimen from Italy. It's mentioned. So, and he counted the number of seeds, of kernels, in a Rimen, a pomegranate. You have so many kernels. So he counted up. In that Rimen, I suppose, I mean, you have to take an average. I mean, not every Rimen has the same number of kernels, but he counted up and he found out that the average in the Italian remaining so was Tariyak kernels. So the Goyen said that's the reason as to why Yisroel Anim Shulul Rimi. So he, V'ye Sheikhlim remaining. Ve'imrim narbes chies kirimein, v'neagin lechel boso shomein, v'chol mine misika. So all these minogim are based upon the principle of Simone Mills. Eichlim reish keves, again Simone Mills, leimar niel reish v'leil izonov, v'zecha leil shal Yitzchok, yesh medagdikim shal leachel agizim sheges b'gimatri achet. So why is that? I mean, because in other words, so he might conceive an idea if he eats a gezim that something the matter with him, and that's not good. It's again based upon the concept of Simone Mills. Because it produces a lot of spittle, so then it will interfere with the davening. V'hilchim el anor leima posuk v'sashlir b'mtzilis yom kol chatesein. So the Mishnah Berurah mentioned, and many of the poskim Nisikili mentioned it. There is a medrash when Avraham Avinu went for the Akedah, so he had to cross the river, and he had to cross the river, so he was immersed up to his neck. So that's why we go with, there is a meaning of Tashlich and Zeicha Lakeli. Then I think there's another reason, because in Ezra and Nehemiah it's mentioned that on Rosh Hashanah Ezra assembled all the Jews, you know, came from Bavel, and many of them in Bavel they became assimilated, they intermarried and everything, and then and they read to them the Torah, and they cried, they did tshuva. So that took place in the Shaar HaMayim, Watergate, but it's not the Watergate in Washington, it's a different Watergate. So Memele, since it was the Shaar HaMayim, so that happened on Rosh Hashanah, so that might be the minhag, it's reminiscent of what Ezra did when the Israelites, when the Jews returned from the Babylonian exile. V'gam ne'agim shaloi lishen b'yem reish hashon. So it's not because sleeping itself is something evil, chas v'sholem, but Rosh Hashanah should be dedicated to tshuve, to tshuve. So mimele, if he sleeps, so it's not dedicated to tshuve. And the Yerushalmi says, Heiler botel ki yoshen dami. If somebody doesn't learn, so it's also like sleep. Umining nochen. Say that kris atera b'reish Hashanah. Ein imrim halal b'reish Hashanah v'imakipur. Actually, you should say halal. It's a yemeid, there is a korban, it's a yontef. And every yontef, so there is a chiyuv to say halal. It's a halal, I mean, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So, I mean, Rosh Chodesh is a minig, but Rosh Hashanah is a yontef. It's not just a chiyuv, so misad adin, we should not just misad minig, but misad adin, we should be mechuyev to say halal. But why don't we say halal? So the Gemara says, because Sifrei Chaim u'Meisim Psuchim is inconsistent with saying halal. So in Emrim halal b'Rish Hashanah Kippurim, v'ne'agim le'imar avinu malkinu la'seida, v'im u'Shabes in Emrim Meisim, u'marichim b'piyutim u'tfiles at chatzis, u'mitzim b'Eis v'Teres, b'yachot k'irim, hey, five kuim. But Hashem pocket the sorrow at by Yahad Vormele. Vimu Shabbos, Kirin Bizai, Umaftir Kere Bishaini, second Sivator, Biparshas Pinchos Vahirisha Shvi, Umaftir, Vahi Shechot Naramisai, at Bion Kemishir and Shmuel. Because Hano was Nifkid of Rishashono. Vyesh Mikemeis, Sheneagim Likris at Ikea, Mimi and Ahamisho Oil and Sivator. Now this is the Yerushalmi, and this is the basis of a certain din that is very relevant. Pnei odom achavushim b'beis ha'asurim emivim eslam sifratere afu b'rish ha'shon v'yom kippur. That's based upon a Yerushalmi yume, that we are not allowed, as the Rosh Hashulchan explains it, it's based upon kovet for the sifrator. In other words, to bring a Sefer Torah just because there is one minyan on a certain day is not a covet for the Sefer Torah. And the Rosh Hashulchan says there has to be, in order to take a Sefer Torah away from its original place into another place, even to be mizake, a tzibur with a minyan, only if three kriyas are read in the Sefer Torah. But if two kriyas are read, so they were not allowed. So bnei odom achvushim b'isa asurim imivim eslam Sefer Torah afu b'rish Hashon v'yom kippur. Molin bin kriyas haTorah litki ha'shofar. The chauffeur has to sound it meyumot. I mean standing. The one who is the kea, he has to stand when he blows the chauffeur. Why? So the Sheni mentioned, it's not mentioned in the Gemara, but the Halachos Delis mentioned it. So it's a droshe. Yom Tur Yer Lochem. And then in the Emer it says, also Lochem, Vayemer. In Vayemer it says, Chermish Bakomo, Altikho Bekomo Ela Bekemo. Kedem Sheiz, Vineagim Liskea Labimo Bimokim Shkir.
the minig is to blow the shofar on the bim. Kedem sheyiska, I mean, the reason is because the bima is centrally located. Kedem sheyiska yivorech lishmi akil shofar v'yivorech shachriyon. So the bracha is lishmi akil shofar, because the kiyum hamitzvah consists in the shmiyah, not in the kriya. Vein chiluk bein yivorech le'atzmei oishet for yotzo. ומבורך להיצי אחרים אפילו הוכה עתיקי המבורך בייס ברוכס הנזכורס. Why? Because by ברכס המצווס there is a loch of arves, so even though he was already יצי, but the other Jew was not יצי, so it's considered that he himself hasn't discharged his obligations. So he's still considered mechuyev b'dovro, because every Jew is responsible not only for his own fulfillment of mitzvahs, but for the fulfillment of mitzvahs by all the other Jews, if it's possible for him. V'yiska tashrat gimul pomim, v'tashat gimul pomim, v'tarat gimul pomim. Tashrat means tkiyo shvorim t'ruo tkiyo. Tashat means tkiyo shvorim tkiyo. Tarat means kiyo truot kiyo. So he has to blow three times, three sets of tashrat, three sets of tashat, three sets of tarat. The reason is because the Torah says yein truo yelochem, and it's mentioned, the truo is mentioned twice in connection with Rosh Hashanah, once in connection with Yeim. So we combine the tkiyo that is mentioned in connection with Rosh Hashanah with the tkiyas that he mentioned in connection of Yev. So altogether we have three. We have three truas. And there is aloche that every tru'e must be preceded by a tkiyah and must be followed by a tkiyah. So that means that we are mechuyev three sets of tkiyo truo tkiyo. Three sets, tkiyo truo tkiyo, tkiyo truo tkiyo, tkiyo truo tkiyo. And if we knew exactly what the essence of the truo is, then we would have to blow only one order, three sets of tkiyo truo tkiyo. But there is a suffix, whether the tkiyo, the truo of the Torah, has reference, and the unkeles is mitargim truo yeim yelola, and then so the question is, what is yelola? So there are three kinds of sounds that partake of the nature of, that are expressive of grief, of sadness, of lamentation. One kind of a sound is what is called Truo. Truo means that's a very short sound. That's yululayol. Yululayol. Then there is another kind of a sound that is gnuchegonich, and that's called shvorim. That's a little longer. Each small sound is, each broken sound is a little longer than each broken sound in the sound called truo. That's gnuchegonich. That's like and Yilulei Yolil is just lamentation. And then there is a sound that combines Nuchegonich with Yilulei Yolil, and that's Shvorim Truo. So since there is a suffix whether the Truo of the Torah is Yilulei Yolil, that's Truo, or is Nuchegonich, that's Shvorim, or is Gnuchegonich and Yilulei Yolil together, so Rabbi Avuya was misaking that we should blow three orders. One order of Shvorim Truo, that's the Shrat. Three sets of Shvorim Truo. Tkiyo Shvorim Truo, Tkiyo, Tkiyo Shvorim Truo, Tkiyo, Tkiyo Shvorim Truo, Tkiyo. Then Tashat. So that's three sets of Tashat. And three sets of Tarat. That's what he says. V'yitka tashrat gimul pom, tashrat gimul pom, tarat gimul pom. V'tev litzkeya b'tzad yimin. The Mogavrom says the reason is v'asotan heimed al yimine lizitne. So the yimin, that's symbolic of the sotan, of the kitruk. So that's why. But the Chofetz Chaim Bir Aloche mentions in the name of Rav Meir Simcha that it's a posik in Sheftin by the Melchemes Gidon. So it's mentioned Vayaziku biyatzmeilom bilapidim uviyad yiminom hasheifres litkea. So we see that the sheifres was done by yiminom. Im efshal litkea bikach. V'chein yapich hasheif alemailom. Shenemar olo lekim bisro. Im hischel litkea veliyochel hashlim. Suppose he starts to sound and he can't finish it. He has a problem. So then somebody else should finish it. Yashlich shlashlim acher. Vafilu gimli dalet. It can be done by three or four or even more. Vidai bibroche shebirich orish. So the broche, that the first Ikea said, so that is, it covers all the tkiyas by the various bali tkiyas. Vihu shiyu shomateikim achrinim vishas broche, because they have to be yeitz. Vafil in birech vil yoch li tkiya klal hashikshini tkiya vil broche vlav broche vatol. Even if the bali tkiya, the first bali tkiya, makes the says the broches and he can't even mutter one sound, doesn't matter. So he was made to everybody, so the other one can blow. Achatekea v'lo yishliach tzibu. Kidei shalu yizbal. In other words, the shliach tzibu, davus musev. So that is reference to the tkiyas in the shmunesre of musev, to the shatz. So he shouldn't blow because he can become confused. V'im muftach shachiz alitvorosei rashoi litkea. And if he is muftach shachil to say asher litkia, vidavke tkia shall say that atfile also lishliach tzibu litkia. Aval tkia she take him yushev, after chris ator, then a kidim she pal on musev, is muta lishliach tzibu litkia, because it's not shayach, the chshoshe, maybe he'll become confused. Vimeina shliach tzibu tkia mi yushev, ro she isia tkia yitka gamkin al sidra brochas. Kiamasal b'mitzvah imam leidmeya. V'neagin lahakris lefnei atikeya sidatkiyas milo b'milo shel yite v'nochnu. In other words, the proper thing is somebody should be misabed atikiyas in order that the baltikiyas shouldn't make a mistake. It says kiyo shon tu and so on. It's now milo b'milo kidel shel yite v'nochnu. Hanitl schalit ki ashiv bo yishashono oy ki lispale oy targim shabos vim tevim in reim is schar simon bo. We are skipping simon tov kuf pibo because the dinim are not so relevant as the other simon. But we start in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Zayin. Din Atikea Lisei Chabeh. What's the halacha if somebody blows the shofar inside a pit? Atikea Bisei Chabeh, or Bisei Chabeh, or inside the cave. Oysomo Endim Bisei Chabeh, Vamoro Yotz. Those who stand inside the cave, the bear, they are Yates. And those who stand outside the cave, so then it depends. Im kil shefer shomu yot, if they hear the kol shefer itself, not the echo of it. Im kil avore shomu lo yot, because if somebody stands outside the cave and he hears the shofar that is blown inside the cave, so sometimes he might only hear the echo of the kill shofar, not the kill shofar itself, so he's not yet. V'chein atikea l'sichov yizdeilo, inside the barrel, im Kilchefa Shamayotso, im Kilavore Shamay, if you only heard the echo, so loyotso, im Hisrilitkea Bibeya, if he started to blow the shofar in the bear. And then, in the midst of blowing, so he went outside the bear. The Olochutz Lebeya, so then is Yeitze, because then there is no possibility of an echo. Possibility of an echo is when somebody blows the shofar inside the Beya, and the one who hears the current shofar stands outside. But if he is inside the Beya, then there is no echo. So for the part of the sound that he heard while he was in the cave, in the Beya, so there was no echo, and then the part of the sound that he heard when he's outside of the bay or the cave, there was no echo either. V'chein eisam shoyu b'beya b'tchilas atki. Hashemeya miksas tki eshaloi b'chi. U'miksos b'chiu. Suppose somebody heard part of the tki. Not b'chiu. Let's say, dawn is... A dawn is marks the beginning of the day. But before dawn, so then it's even the Eved is not Mikai in the mitzvah of shofar. So suppose he started to blow the shofar just a minute, half a minute before dawn, and then he continued blowing after dawn. Oy sheima litikea b'misaseik. Or he said somebody was just blowing, you know, without any kavone, and he didn't not kavone to be yetze, and he might even without kavone to produce a sound, just trying out, just playing with it. So, and then he said in the midst of the blowing derech hisaskus, he said now and he started to be mechavim to meitz him. So we talk how Moshe Boshiot Kio, and he blew after he decided to be mechavim to meitz him. He blew enough of the Shiot Kio, so it's not yeitz. This is the sheet of Moses Hashani. Why? Because it Kio has to have a beginning and an end, and here there is no beginning. There is a shite that is Yates. The Torah mentions such a shit, but that's not the shit of Moses Roshe. ומצווסו משנס החמה ומשנס הנצח חמה ואילך. Now, מדרי זה יאים begins with dawn, even before sunrise. But מדרבונון, generally speaking, all mitzvahs that require yeim, like sheifer, lulev, so should not be done before sunrise. But the Eved, if he did it before sunrise, after dawn, so is yeitzi. Vim toka misholom da shacho yatsa. Vim shoma miksas tkiyo keidim sholom da shacha o miso shacha sholom da shacha lo yotsa. Vim hoyo shiyo tkiyo ba mishi shoma biyeim. He started to blow a half a minute before dawn, and then he blew enough of the shiyo tkiyo after dawn, so it's told in the two days in the last simen in Siv Gimel. Nisboya besimen tufkif bezayin sivi. Shoma tes kies bitesho is biyeim yot. In other words, he has to blow tkiyo, truo, tkiyo, three times. So altogether, in each set, tkiyo, truo, tkiyo, we have three sounds, three kilos. So in three sets, we have three times three, nine kilos. So shoma tes kies bitesho is biyeim. There was quite an interval between one call and the other is Yates. Vafil hei mitez ni olo. Tkiya mizeu, tkiya mizeu, tkiya mizeu. Yeshemrim Dafke, the Dafke, Kishlohifsik Beneim Kilshefa, Shinro Beisibov. In other words, if he blows test kies and there is no intervening cold shefer that doesn't belong there, so then is Yetzer. But if he interposed a kale shefer that doesn't belong, so it's not just a question of pause and time, but there is an interposition of a cold shefer that doesn't belong, so then it's a half second, it's not yet. Shomates kizn des nodem shetoko kulam ki echot lo yotso shein kan pshutol von elof shutol acher. There has to be pshutol von elof itkio at the beginning and itkio at the end. Vim shnaim toko ki echot kol aseidea vafil echot toka bachaseitzres yotso. Even though there is a klal tri kolo lo mishtame, but if a person decides to pay attention to one call and ignore the other, then he can hear the call he decides to pay attention to. Now, since Chachomim or Misaki, that you're not allowed to blow Shefer on Shabbos, let's say like this year, the first day, so Yeshkeya bet Chachomim lakadol matol v'sheval taisi, and it's not only that Chachomim have the keach to be ekeach, we're not allowed midrabonon to blow Shefer. So then, the shofar becomes like klishem lachti lisa, like a pen. Mukse it is not. Mukse, strictly speaking, of course, in Loshen Yodom, a pen is also mukse. It's all right to use it. But strictly speaking, there is a difference between real mukse, like money or sand, that is not holy shindovo, and it doesn't have Hashem Kele, so that is also be tiltul under all circumstances. But, and then klishim lachte lisa, like a pen, a pencil, a pair of scissors, so it says Hashem Kele is a utensil. So merely the fact that it has Hashem Kele, that's mafkia the Shem Mukze in the full sense. Of course it is called Mukse in Loshem Yodom, and Al-Pedin is also subtilful in certain ways, but it's not Mukse in the full sense if it has a Shem Kele. But it is also a Klishem Lachtelisea is Mutal Mitaltel Itzeya Gufe. Suppose he has to take, sometimes, you know, the door is closed and you cannot open the door unless you push in, let's say, in the keyhole, a pair of scissors or a pen. So then you open the door. So that's called litzira gufe. So then it's muta. Or suppose there is a pen on the table, and you have to put, let's say, a sefer on the table. If you can push it away, klachayat, fine. But suppose it's such a situation, you can't push it away, klachayat. So tzeirach mikeime, you're allowed to push away, not klachayat, the pencil, in order to use the mokim. But that's in the klishim lach talisa. But real mukze is also ribn tzeirach mikeime and ribn tzeirach gufei. But klishim lach talisa is only osea to move it mechamol itzel. In other words, suppose a pencil is lying on the table and it's moist there, and then if it's moist, so it'll get spoiled, you're not allowed to take it away in order to prevent it from being damaged. So a shefer is not mukze. So it's not mukze mamesh, it's a klishim lachta lisa. So merely says the Ramo, Yosali Taltale, in Loyuse Agufe, and Kame.
Tough Kuf Peites. Yehima Ruim Litkia Shefa. Who is competent to blow the shofar? Kol Sheinim Chuyuk Vidobor in Mitzachem Dechevas. In other words, that's the call in Shemeya Kame. That only if somebody is mechuye bidovo, he can be meitzi alef. Chereshet v'kotn p'turi. So mele, they cannot blow the shofar to be meitzi anybody, because they're not mechuye bidovo. Now, generally speaking, so cheresh means deaf and mute. But suppose he's deaf, not new, then he has a din of bikiach. Mashenkin ligabi sheifer, in view of the afilomidabe v'nishemeya, even somebody who is not a real cheresh. So easy bendeo in karatere kule. But ligabi sheifer, where the mitzvah is shmiye, and if someone is deaf, he cannot hear, so it's not shayach to say that he's mechuyev. The Torah is not mechayev a person to do something that he cannot do. And a deaf person cannot hear. So mele is potter without the ptur of Eini Bendeo. So mele, somebody who can talk but who is deaf, so mele is not mechuyev in the mitzvah of shofar, because the mitzvah of the kiyum mitzvah consists in the shmiye. So mele he cannot blow to be meitziar. V'cheresh afil midaber v'nishemeya eini meitzi z'chim d'nishemeya lav v'chiyuvi. Avol shemeya v'midaber, suppose he's mute, but not deaf. So he's mechuyev, he's meitzi achir midei chavos. Isha pturo mishum daber mitzi z'azmango. Andreigenes is the sofik zohar sofik nekeve. Andreigenes means he has both organs, male organs and female organs. So Alpidin is a suffix, whether he has a din of Zohar or whether he has a din of Nikkei. Tumtum means that it's covered up and it cannot be seen. But Tumtum Shenikha Vnimtsa Zohar, Tumtum Shenikha Vnimtsa Nikkei. It means we perform an operation. So then we find out whether he has the male organs or the female organs. So Andreigenes and Tumtum are both suffix. But Tumtum is Sofik Mitzies. Andreigen is not a Sofik Mitzies, so you know exactly what he is. But it's a Sofik Din. Whether it's Sofik Din or a Din Sofik, whatever. Some mele, but the bottom line is that both are not Mechuye Viteres Vadai. So Andreigen, but Andreigen is, since it's a Sofik Din or a Din Sofik, so all Andreigen is have the same status. Couldn't say one andreigenes is Zohar, one andreigenes is in the cave. But Tumtum, so one Tumtum, when an operation is performed, might turn out to be Zohar, another Tumtum, when an operation is performed, so turn out to be in the cave. So andreigenes meitzi es mine, because they're all the same. Tumtum afiles mine ene meitzi, because maybe the tikeya happens to be in the cave, and the shemeya happens to be a Zohar. Mi shechetzev lechetzem echirin eni meitzi afil atzmi, because he has its atchirus and its adavdus. When he blows, so not only the atchirus blows, its adavdus also blows. And the shemeya is shemeya, so the atchirus in the shemeya, who is the mechuyev bidovo, he has a call that is blown by its atptur. So merely he cannot be meitzi even himself. But what should he do? He should hear the tkiya sheifa from somebody else. Misha chatzeh lechatz mechirin, eni meitzi afil atzmei, vitzor sheitka leben chirin leitzi. Afal pishin oshim pturetz, so we do not say, mimele they're not allowed to be tkiya yonte. Because even though they are poter, but a kima misa they have, they get tzcha, not as much tzcha as the mitzvah bedavo, but they get tzcha, some mele. Some mele they are allowed to be likeya. V'chin acha sheyotzo yoch kvor sheyotzo kvor yoch litkeya leitzion. Aval emi vorcheis. That's the mechaba. The mechaba paskens like the Rambam. That no mitzvah shasman grome if a Anisha does it, she cannot say the broche, the Birkas HaMitzvah, because how can she say Hashem Zeis HaVitzivonu? She's not Mitzvah. However, there are more Paskuns like Rav Netam, that even though Noshim HaPtzura is of Mitzvah HaMangome, but since they have Ikim HaMitzvah, the Getzchal, like a Mitzvah, Shein Mitzvah Veise, so maybe we can say, make the Brocha also. How about Tzivonu? So Tzivonu has reference to people in general, I mean the men are Mitzvah. So there are more Paskins, not like that. V'aminek Shanoshim Yivorchis, HaMitzvah HaMangome, Al Kocho Gam Kam Yivorchis, V'achen Ol Atzmon, Avel Achirim Liyivorchlen. Because in order that others should make the Brocha, that's based upon Arves. He's called Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh. How is it shayach to say Arves when Noshim Anat Mechuyev? Avel Achirim Lo Yivorchu, Lohenim Kvar Yotzel, Ve'in Tekin Rak Lenoshim, Avel Im Tekin Liisha Mechuyev, Mivorchan Lei, Avel Kvisho Yotzel. Why? Because of Arves. Kmo Shinizboi Yasmin Tafkuf Behei, Siv Beisek Alef. In other words, suppose Ruvain asked Hanoye that Shimon shouldn't have Hanoye from him, or Shimon asked Hanoye he shouldn't have Hanoye from Ruvain. So Ruvain is allowed to be Tekiya Shefa for Shimon, but Shimon is not allowed to have Hanoye from Ruvain. The answer is Mitzvah Lenesnit. Now that's fulfilling a mitzvah, enabling someone to fulfill a mitzvah, that's not Hanoye, that is Osa. So, Hamul Hanoye Mechaber Mutal Tkele Tkele Shal Mitzvah Yidavke Kishet Tkele Meilo Flitzi. If Shimon doesn't tell him, please, blow the Sheva. Aval Im Omele Amudat Kave Yitziani Osa. Because then the Hanoye consists not in the Kima Mitzvah, in the fact that he does his Rotzen. That is a different kind of Hanoye. That doesn't come within the law of Mitzvah Lablanisnit. Vim Oma Kenim Tki Osef Olai B'cholin Osa. When do we say Mitzvah Lablanisnit? No, if he said Kenim Hanoye Olai. So Mitzvah Lablanisnit. But suppose Rubin says I Asa or Shimene Asat that Kies, in other words, he'll have to spell it out. Kenim Oznai Lishmi Asat Kies. So whether it involves Anoye, doesn't involve Anoye, it doesn't make any difference. So Melisosa. Hamisaksik with Kia Shefer, Lislamit, Luyosu Yachavosi. Because it's not even considered a Maisa Mitzvah if he does it just in a playful manner. Vichina Shemeya Minamisaksik Luyosu. Vichina Tikia Lishereya. So Misasik is certainly no Maisa Mitzvah. But suppose he's not Misasik, but he doesn't do it in order to fulfill the Mitzvah of Shefer. He does it in order to enjoy the music of the Shefer. Then it's told in Machlekes in the Gemara, where the Mitzvah is Tzriches Kavone, Mitzvah ain't Tzriches Kavone. So he passed here, Bechina Tekiya Lishereya Nischam Litkias Mitzvah, Lo Yotzo, because Mitzvah is Tzriches Kavone. Nischam Shemiya Lotzitz, Nischam Shemiya Lotzitz, Yidu Chivosei, Vel Nischam Natekiya Litziei, Oish Nischam Natekiya Litziei, Nischam Shemiya Lotzitz, Lo Yotzo Yidu Chivosei, Ache Nischam Shemiya Mashmiya. So the Loch is, both have to have Kavone. The Mashmiya, the Tekiya has to have Kavone to be Meitzi, and the Shemiya has to have Kavone to be Yeitzi. Misha toka b'nischam l'heitzi ko ha-shemiya t'kirosei, v'shoma ha-shemiya b'nischam l'otzi t'kirosei, af al pi shen ha-tekiya mischam l'plein nizeh shu shoma t'kirosei, v'ni yei li yotzo, shal nischam l'heitzi l'chol mi shishmenu. L'fi choch mi sho yemala b'derech, o yeshi v'se b'ese v'shoma t'kirosei m'tlech tzivu yotzo, v'nischam l'otzi, im nischam l'otzi, shal shalech tzivu m'chavim l'heitzi z'ram l'chavasi. So somebody, he baltkiya blow shefa, he doesn't have anybody in specific in mind. He doesn't even know who is in shul. But he has kavanah in general to be meitzi. Whoever wants to be eitzi. So then he's meitzi. Those who are in shul and those who happen to stand outside the shul and hear a sheifa. Because his kavanah is a general kavanah to be made see everywhere. Simen Tov Kuf Tzadik is the most basic and relevant simen in Tkiyas. Kamo Tkiyas Chayavodam Lishmeya Berish Hashono Teisha. How many keles does he have to hear? 9. Well, how do we know that 9? Because there are 3 psukim in the Torah that are expressive of the mitzvah of Shofar. So, Vishenemar Truo Be'evil, Shofar has to be blown on Rosh Hashanah every year and on Yom Kippurim of the Shnas Ha'evil. So the Torah mentions Truo Be'evil and twice by Rosh Hashanah. So Memele Truo is mentioned in total 3 times, and there is a klal that every Truo has to be preceded by Tkiyo and has to be followed by Tkiyo. Tkiyo by definition is a kel poshut, an unbroken sound. Truo by definition is a broken sound. So Memele, that means we apply the truo that is mentioned by Yevil to Rosh Hashanah, and the truo that is mentioned by Rosh Hashanah to Yevil. So in either one, so we have to blow truo 3 times. But a truo cannot be blown by itself. It cannot be blown in solo. It has to be preceded by Tkiyo, and it has to be followed by Tkiyo. So that means 3 times we have to blow a truo. Each one is to be preceded by Tkiyo and be followed by Tkiyo. So Tkiyo, truo, Tkiyo, Tkiyo, truo, Tkiyo, Tkiyo, truo, Tkiyo. So it's 9 keles altogether. But then the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Avuya was misakein that we should blow Tashrat. Tkiyo shvorim truo tkiyo, tkiyo shvorim truo tkiyo, tkiyo shvorim truo tkiyo. And then we should blow tashat, tkiyo shvorim tkiyo, tkiyo shvorim tkiyo, tkiyo shvorim tkiyo. And we should blow tarat, tkiyo truo tkiyo, tkiyo truo tkiyo, tkiyo truo tkiyo. So altogether it's 30 keles. In other words, it would be 27. But if we count shvorim truo as 2 keles, so it's 30 keles. Now, the question is, why was Rabbi Avuya misakin that we should blow shvorim truo and shvorim and truo? The answer is because the Torah says truo and truo. So Unkele says that yivovo and vati yave im sisho is mentioned in Shefti. So what it means, she lamented, she moaned at the mother of Sisho. So there are three kinds of sounds of grief. There is a sound of grief that the Gemara calls yulayol, moaning. That's the shortest sound. And then there is a sound of grief like gnuchegonich, like coffee. And then you yell, So, and then there is a sound of grief of shvorim truo. First, to emit a sound of gnuchegonich, and then you yell. So, in other words, truo is Hashem Amshutev. It can have 2 meanings. Truo is used in the Gemara, in Rishenim, in Poskim, in a general term. So then it covers every kind of truo, whether it's Yilulei Yolil, Gnuchei Gonich, or Gnuchei Gonich, Yilulei Yolil. And sometimes it's used, most of the time, truo is used in Shema Prat, in the sense of Yilulei Yolil. So, since Rabbi Avuya was misaken, shtashrat hashatarat, because there was a suffix, whether the truo, which is yivovo, as Unkeles renders it, means a Yilule Yolil, that's why you have to blow Tarat, or it means Gnuche Gona, that's why you have to blow Tashat, or it means Gnuche Gona and Yilule Yolil together, so that's why you have Tashrat. Now again, Kamot Kies Chayavoyom Nishmei Barish Hashono Teisha, Livishem Atrua B'Yevu Uvrish Hashono all together Gimu Pami, V'chol Trua Pshuta Lefaneo Pshuta Lachel, ומפשמוע למדו שכל תרוי של חידש השביעי אחדים, בין בריש השונה בין בהכפורים של יבל, בין בריש הכפורים של יבל, תשע תקיעס, תקים בכל אחד משניהם, תרת, תרת, תרת. So here, when he says תרת, he means he uses תרוע in a general sense, but it might be שבורים תרוע, it might be שבורים. תרוע זו אמור בתאירו נסתפק לנו אם היא הילולו שאנו קרים תרוע או אם היא מה שאנו קרים שבורים או אם הם שניהם ביחד לפי רוק כדי לוסס ידי סופיק צורך לתקיע תשרת גימו פעמים תשעת גימו פעמים תרת גימו פעמים יהי שם היה הם בייסיק מחלקס between Rashi and Tezis in Rosh Hashanah the Gemara says that שיעור תרוע is כשלישו יבוביס. What does Yevove mean? So Rashi says, Yevove means Trumit. Trumit is the shortest sound. So short that it couldn't be shorter. That's called the shortest wavelength of the sound of shofar. It's called Trumit. The shortest sound. So according to Rashi, the length of the Trua is three Yevoves, and the Yevove is a Trumit. So three Yevoves is three Trumit. So in other words, we have to blow Trua. Trua is a broken sound. But what does it mean, broken sound? So how short, how long does it have to be? All the broken sounds together, how long does it have to be? According to Rashi, only three Trumit. Tesis is Chelik. Tesis says, one Yevovo is three Trumit. So three Yevoves in nine Trumit. So Yesh Emrim Rashi Shiti Sheshiot Kiyo Kitruo. And then the Gemara says Shiot Kiyo Kitruo, that the length of a Tkiyo is Kitruo, except that in the Tkiyo it's one unbroken sound, and Nitruo it consists of a number of little broken sounds, but in total all the little broken sounds, the length is the same as the length of the tkiyo which is unbroken. Yeshemim sheshiyo tkiyo kitruo, vishiyo truo kishleisho yivavis. The haine gimu kiches baal, kolshu, veini koin trumit, and that's Rashi shite. Ufize tzorech lizoia, so Teisve says, in Rosh Hashanah, tzorech lizoia, shelo yarir bisheva kishleisho trumit. Why? Because if he blows three shvor. Now a shever is a little longer. Each shever is each little broken sound, fractional sound. We'll call it fractional sound. So a shever is each fractional sound in the gimel shvor. Altogether, we have to have a minimum of three. We can have four, we can have five, we can have ten, but a minimum of three fractional sounds. And each fractional sound in the each shever has to be a little longer than in the Trua. So Mimele, and we say Shiot Kiyo Kitruo, so Tesis says, according to Rashi, that the Trua is altogether three Trumutin, so then he has to be careful. The Baltikeya, when he blows the Shvorim, he shouldn't blow each Shever as long as three Trumutin, because then it's a Trua, because Shiot Kiyo Kitruo, except that Nitkiyo it's unbroken, and Nitruo it consists of fractional sounds. But if he blows each ever, which is a fractional sound, as long as three Trumutin, so that means he in effect in final analysis, when he blows three shvorim, he doesn't blow three shvorim, he blows three tkiyas. Because she had tkiya kitro, except that in the tkiya it's not fractional, it's not broken. In the tkiya it's broken. But if he blows each ever as three tumitin long, so in effect he blows three tkiyas, there is not yeitzi. That's what Teisa says according to Rashi. Now, the Ramban, Siddur, the Droshe, the Ramban, and Rosh Hashanah. The Droshe that Ramban delivered and Rosh Hashanah. So it's unlike the Droshe that Rabbonim deliver today. So it's Kuli Alochas, Tilei Tilim Shalochas. So the Ramban in the Droshe and Rosh Hashanah, it's one long Droshe. So he says, he mentions what Teisa says according to Rashi. That according to Rashi, that the Vove is one Tromit, and the Shiot Kiya Kitruo, and Shiot Truo is Sholish Vovis. So that means that if a fractional sound is three Tromitin, so then it becomes a Tkiya. So when he blows the Shvorim, each ever must be, according to Rashi, less than three Tromitin. It must be, it can be two Tromitin, but not three Tromitin. So he is Masik. And he says, it doesn't matter. Even if you assume, like Rashi, that a Vav is one Tromit, and Shiot Truo, Sholish Vav is three Tromitin, and Shiot Kiyot Truo, he still can blow each ever three Tromitin, even four Tromitin, each ever. And we don't say if he blows it three Tromitin long, so then it becomes a Tkiyo, because between Tkiyo and Truo, and Tkiyo and Shvorim, there is not just a quantitative distinction in terms of the length, but Tkiyo by definition means unbroken. Truo by definition means broken. So Mele, if you blow three shvorim, so true, each hever is as long as the minimum length of each tkiyo. But how can it be confused with the tkiyo? Because tkiyo by definition is unbroken, and here is broken. So in spite of the fact that if he blows each hever three Tromitin, it has the length of a Tkiyo. But between Tkiyo and Truo, there is not only a quantitative distinction, there is also a qualitative distinction. Because Tkiyo is symbolic of contentment, of joy, of peace of mind. The Ramban says that. And Truo is symbolic of grief, of lamentation, when a person is in trouble. So it's a broken sound, he emits broken sounds. When a person has peace of mind, he's relaxed. So he emits unbroken sound. So merely doesn't matter, even according to Rashi. So the Baltikeya can blow each ever three Tromitin, four Tromitin, five Tromitin, as long as he doesn't blow an unbroken sound, but it's a broken sound, it's fractional sounds, regardless of the length of each fractional sound, it doesn't matter. So that's the Ramban Shite. However, Rav Sadia Goyen Nisida, so he says that even though the Gemara says that the Truo is symbolic of grief and Kiyo of peace of mind, as a matter of fact, something interesting. So only those who are a little older can remember it. During the Second World War, so fortunately in the United States, there was no real air raid, but they were afraid maybe Germany would bomb. So mainly they were test air raids every week. And everybody had to act as if it had been a real air raid. So when there was a test air raid, so then there was a signal, an alarm. So that was a broken sound. So then everybody knew, if there is an alarm, a broken sound, then we have to leave the places, go down into the basements and so on. But after 10 minutes, so then there was an all clear signal. The all clear signal was the Tkiyuk Deilo. So in other words, so apparently they did not know the Alochas and Rosh Hashanah, but this is something that a person feels intuitively, that an unbroken sound is expressive of contentment, of peace of mind, and the broken sound is expressive of grief, of frustration, of problems. Anyways, so this is the Ramban Shite. But that Alpidin, it kio, is an unbroken sound. So if it is a broken sound, even though if each ever has the length of it, kio, it doesn't matter. But Rav Sadik Goyen the Siddur says, true, in the time of Atero, so why? So true symbolizes is a symbolizes grief, and the kio symbolizes peace of mind and contentment. But in the Din Hator, it all depends upon the length. And there is no qualitative distinction between a Tkiyah and a Teruah. It's only a quantitative distinction. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah says the same thing like Rav Tzadik Goyen. It is interesting that in the Knesset Yisrael, throughout the generations, throughout the centuries, maybe throughout the millennia, I don't know, I mean, but certainly throughout the centuries, so the German Jews, throughout the centuries, have blown shofar in accordance to the Shita of Tzadik Goyen. And the Lithuanian Jews and the Polish Jews have, and the Hungarian Jews like the German Jews, it just without any qualitative distinction. But the Lithuanian Jews and the Polish Jews have blown shofar in accordance with the Shite of the Ramban. Anyway, but Teisve Shite is like a Tzadik Goyen. So Mimele Teisve says that according to Rashi, the Baal Tkiyah cannot blow each ever three trumitin, because then quantitatively it becomes converted into Itkiyah. And